This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
If you have the God kind of faith, or you're able to step out of yourself and step into the God kind of faith, then these principles he's going to show you will work for you. He tells you that you can speak to a mountain and command the mountain to move from here into the sea. And if you don't doubt in your heart, he says that mountain will obey you. Then he says, therefore, whatever you say with your mouth, if you believe it with your heart, you shall have whatever you say. It's, when you stop and meditate on that, is that what you would call, under the new covenant that God's given us, his obedient children, do you really believe he meant what he said right there? Then what kind of limitations did he give you? None. As obedient children of God, under the new covenant, he literally says we can have whatever we say with our mouth. Think about that. And in the very next verse, verse 24, what does it say? Whatever you desire, when you pray, believe you have received, and it shall be yours. What kind of limitations is that? I mean, it's awesome what he's given us, isn't it? If these things are written in the Word of God, and these things are true, and since Jesus spoke them himself, I have to believe the king meant what he said. I don't believe it takes a rocket scientist or a PhD to interpret that couple of sentences to you and me, do you? Okay? If I can read, then when you step into real faith, you're going to leave the basic principles that we've been talking about behind, and you're going to step into a new world where you can control the world you live in with your tongue. Can control the world. Let's say one day you were flying that big old monster out there, Keith, and something happened. Something really serious happened. Now, you might not have been praying till now, but you're fixing to start, right? If something serious happens. I know, I used to fly one of those things just like Keith does. I was a pilot for years just like he was. Now, he's a young man now. He's still out there flying, and I'm beyond that now. But if you ever had a serious problem, you realize it's time to pray. No, you know when the time to pray was? Before you took off. Right? That's when you said, Lord, I rebuke every devil of hell that's going to try to go mess up this flight today. I ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, to send warring angels to go along with us, protect us, and keep us safe. And I ask you to send the Holy Spirit to convict everybody in this airplane, that everybody in this airplane that's going to go with me is going to come under conviction by the Holy Ghost. And I claim everybody, spirit, soul, and body for this airplane for service for you and your kingdom in Jesus' name. Now, that don't make it here. If it's Keith and he's a pilot flying an airplane, or if you're a person working in a place of business and you walk in your place of business where you work, it makes no difference with God. He, as God, gave you and me the power to speak life into people or to speak death into people. He gave us the power to speak what we want and make it come to pass, didn't he? That's pretty awesome to think that God gave you that kind of power, isn't it, Sharon? But he did. How much do you think he loves us to give us that kind of power? He loves us a lot, doesn't he? He give us no limitations on this earth. Now then, if he says whatever you say with your mouth, you can have it. Or whatever you desire when you pray, believe you've received it, then why in the world do we as Christians not use these promises all day, every day? Like yesterday, for instance, I was out working on a tractor. I'm having all kinds of trouble with my power steering pump and system on my tractor. And I'm telling you, I worked on that thing 3 hours yesterday afternoon. And when I got through, Cheryl called and she said, "How's your day going, honey?" And I said, "Well, right now I am very frustrated." I said, "I have not been able to fix the power steering on my tractor, and really it's such a simple system, but I don't have a pressure gauge to hook into it yet, so I really don't know exactly what the problem is, but I said, tomorrow I'm going to get everything I need to check it." And she said, "Well, have you prayed?" I said, "Oh, have I prayed?" I said, "I have prayed about everything over and over." I said, "Today has been one of those days, pray without ceasing." See, when you have complications, it's real easy to pray, isn't it? Well, let me tell you, I prayed about everything. And it was amazing how I would be having trouble getting in where I needed to get a line hooked up. Couldn't get one started. And I said, "Father, in the name of Jesus, send me an angel. Let him reach up there and turn my fingers and help me line that line up so I can get it right in that hole perfect." And I say, "Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name." And some of them, the next turn, it would lock and start in. But I've done lots of praying. I've never got that job done if I hadn't been praying. But I prayed a lot. But what kind of power did he give us with these two scriptures? Unlimited power. Now then, what is it that limits God with those kind of scriptures? Your ability to think like God. Your ability to think like God. When somebody says, "Well, we was talking about Johnny the other day." And somebody said, "Well, it's not over till they put him in the ground. Once they put him in the ground, then it's over. God would never raise him from the dead in the casket to suffer in the ground." I said, "So that's your God?" They said, "Well, Thurman, give me a break. What's yours?" I said, "Oh, mine. He could put him in the ground, leave him there 30 days. And then he could raise him from the dead. He could wake up in that casket and he could come right through that thing, right out on top and set out and be standing up on top saying, 'Wow, this is awesome.' Could your God do that, Sheriff?"
Yeah.
Amen. So, you see, what do we limit God with? We think too much like a human being, right? I mean, goodness, there's no way we put a man in a casket and cover him up with 4 or 5 feet of dirt. Could he ever get out? Well, let me tell you, do you not believe in the resurrection? Do you not believe that at the end of the age, he's going to call forth those old decayed bodies and those old bones and everything, and they're going to come through the ground and rise up and become a glorified body again? Do we believe he can do it then? Well, why can't he do it now? What did he do the day? I mean, you think about Mary and Martha. "Oh, Lord, if you'd have been here," over in John 11. "Oh, Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother would not die." He said, "Do you not believe that he will rise again?" "Oh, yes, Lord, we believe at the end of the age he will rise." He said, "I am the resurrection. I am the life. And he that believes in me shall never..." That's a pretty awesome statement, isn't it? John 11, 26. You stop and think about that. Really stop and think about what the King's saying. If he says, by faith, wait a minute, John, let's go back and look at that. That couldn't be what that said. Let's go back to John 11 and let's just meditate on just that one verse for a minute. As we're thinking about faith and what we can do by faith, go back to John 11 and let's read just a little bit in John 11 there when he's talking about Lazarus. Let's look here. John 11. Let's look at this story. John 11. Verse 14. Then Jesus said unto them, "Plainly, Lazarus is dead." What's wrong with it? He's dead. He's dead. He's cold stone dead. He's only been dead now 4 days. Look what Thomas's declaration was in verse 16. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, "Let us also go that we may die with him." Is that the wrong confession? It's not unless you want to die. If you're ready to die, make that confession. But see, what did Jesus say you could have? Whatever you said with your mouth. Did He? You got to, if you're thinking, and Jesus said you can have whatever you say, then what if you say, like Thomas did, well, let us go, we die with Him. I don't want to make that confession, do you? Because I'm not ready to die yet. I want to see what the Word says. Now then, we go on down here, and verse 21, then Martha came, and as soon, verse 20 says, then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met Him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if You had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, whatsoever you will ask of God the Father, God will give it to you. Jesus said unto her, your brother shall rise again. And Jesus said unto her, or Martha said unto Him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. That's where her faith was. That's where lots of us, our faith are. We don't believe God can do anything ahead of time. So we don't make the right confessions. Thomas said he's ready to die with Him. Jesus said in verse 25, or verse 24, verse 25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Man, there's not a person I ever met that believed that verse. I never met one that believed that verse. What'd that say? I mean, it's only God that said that. Only God. You know what the average Christian you talk to? Well, let me get everything ready, because when I get to be 50 or 60, I'm probably going to die. So I got to make sure I got to have everything in order. It don't hurt to put everything in order, but don't start saying I'm going to die when I'm 50 or 60. You know, how many of you ever been to a? Some of you in here look like you might be close to 40, maybe. Some of y'all are old, you know, 40. How many of you ever been to a 40th birthday party? When the people that were there had black balloons or whatever and said you're over the hill and, you know, all that kind of stuff. You ever seen that kind of stuff?
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.